Welcome back to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast live stream, 11 a.m. edition. Joining me once again for three straight days, Charlie Alamo. How are you, Charlie?
I'm doing well, Tuttle. That's a great shirt. And it looks like you're in the truck studio today. Am I correct?
Yeah, I am. It's still cicada crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, and then Ciroc from the Weekly Review Podcast is joining us as well.
Good
Ciroc,
morning.
How are you?
Doing fantastic. Happy Friday, by the way. And happy first, right? It's first of the month.
Today's October. Yes, it is. Oh, it is the first of the month. It feels like a Bone Thug song.
I know.
Yeah.
Wake up, first wake of up. The month.
Yeah. Yeah, rent's due today, man. I just, because he went up on the rent here. So, once again, you just cursed.
Yeah, first person right off the bat.
It's the first of the month.
I know, but man, like, we gotta.
That's not a cuss word anymore. The S word.
It is. We got one of them. Yesterday, you said one curse word, and okay. I did not get any, like, demonetization at all. So let's
start. One freebie.
Yeah, one freebie, and now, like, you used that right out the gate. And now, like, we got to do, like, another 40 minutes worth of radio or podcasting. Me losing money. The Rock's costing me money.
My
bad. Tuttle's got to ramble right now where the delay builds back up.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, see, the thing about it is, Charlie, is that The Rock has, like, not been working. Like, he just, you know, he's such a baller,
hustling,
that he just told his job to F off.
I didn't say that in those exact words, but, you know,
you use those exact words, huh? F off. That's cool.
Pretty much. I've just been selling drugs lately, you know.
Oh, it's. Oh, wait a minute.
Don't worry, they're prescription drugs. It's safe.
Okay. You're selling over-the-counter Tums?
Yeah, being a middleman.
Stuff to kill antacid and stuff
like
that.
I got that ibuprofen if you need it.
Yeah. Ooh. Speaking of drugs, I don't understand why the state of Florida did this, but they raised the limit to 21 to be able to buy any tobacco product. And I don't understand, like, why you would think with big tobacco that they would be, like, telling the legislators, oh, no, we're going to lose those 2 years worth of people. Charlie, do you still smoke or, like?
Tobacco? I never really was a cigarette smoker, so no, not really. I mean, and it's like $8 a pack up here last time I checked.
Wow.
Ciroc, do you ever been a smoker?
I used to smoke like black amounts when I was like 18. That was a cool thing back then. Like when I first went to school, I was just like, I don't know, man. My roommate at the time, he introduced me to black amounts. And it's so funny because I used to run track. So like my lungs were like fresh and young and never smoked. Dude, I took the first puff and I was like coughing up my lungs. And ever since then, I've just been, you know, a seasoned smoker, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I just don't understand that. But let's get into the audio story to find out more about it.
In an effort to reduce vaping among teens, Florida lawmakers passed a bill that raises the state's legal age to vape or smoke tobacco from 18 to 21. That goes into effect today, meaning it's now illegal in Florida for anyone under the age of 21 to buy, possess, or smoke tobacco and nicotine products.
All right, come on. Let's stop it there. We know that we've all found one of those, like, illegal immigrants standing in front of a corner store. Or a bum, and we'll be like, hey, man, do you want to make some money? And you'll pay him all. You'll pay him. We've all done that, right? Like, did you ever do that, Charlie?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you find somebody outside the gas station to buy you. Usually it was beer, though. I could always get cigarettes somewhere. You could always go down to the VFW here and buy Lucy's for a quarter. So they didn't care.
Do they still have cigarette machines? You know, the old ones where you would be able to walk in and just, like, put money in?
I think they would still have them, especially in a place like a VW. I mean, I remember they had them back there, but that was years ago.
Yeah. Now, Ciroc, why do you think, is it because of the vaping epidemic?
I think
is
so.
Why they're kind of like raising the prices?
I think so. And it's funny you say that about the old cigarette machines. We have one at the bar I used to work at, and they charge. Yeah. So a guy comes in every week and refills it, but it's expensive. Like you said, it was like $9 for a pack of cigarettes. But we never I don't want to say it out loud, but you know, we had to put the sticker, you know, that says you need to be 21, but I mean,
nobody's monitoring it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's how we used to get them back in the day too. But I think it's 100% about vaping. I've noticed that at work too. All the younger people vape. Nobody really smokes cigarettes, and all the older people smoke cigarettes.
Vaping is just the nicotine, right?
Yeah,
but they're saying there's some harmful
stuff like that.
But there, you know, those anti-tobacco things. They said like there's harmful like metal or something in them that you're inhaling.
Have you seen the new Truth ones that they're doing where that guy goes into a convenience store and he's just like harassing the owner of it or the guy running the place because they're selling vapes and stuff? It's absolutely insane. Why are you harassing a guy who's running a store? Why aren't you going and picketing big tobacco? You're busting some dude up because he's got a gas station trying to make a little bit of money. It's not his fault they sell cigarettes in there.
Yeah, let's go after the small business that, you know, is already hurting here in the United States.
The guy he's arguing is probably named the owner. Probably just works there.
It's not. It looks like somebody who obviously had some kind of failed career because they're going in there busting up that dude. They're not cool. That Truth crap is. Remember when they had the dead body ones out by the fountain?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, the ones that I hate is when they got the lady that's talking through the trach and she said, and she's like, she's like, the only thing that you can do is you have to cover up your hole when you're taking a shower because you'll drown.
Isn't it ghoulish that they signed her to like a lifetime contract? Because it's not like she lived that long. She had a
deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a
great
deal.
They paid her smokes. They gave her cigarettes. And
I think she smokes out of the hole.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it before. Absolutely. Yeah. It's another way to drive that stuff right into you.
Let me ask you, there is porn sections for anything. Is there any pornography where people are, you know,
you can't use that for that.
Why not? Why? Like, if you want...
That's for air. That's not you've already messed up your body. You think you're going to use that as a pleasure hole now? You can't do that.
Why not? It's an orifice.
Would you do that?
I mean, don't knock it until you try it. You know how my mom always said, you know, like try food, at least once when you want to know what it kind of feels like.
This isn't asparagus. This is a hole that somebody got because they've been chain smoking cigarettes for years. Their lungs don't work right, and now you want to use it as some kind of, I don't
pleasure,
know.
Pleasure hole.
Yeah. You're going to get your jollies, get your jollies off in this little medical hole that they had to put in her throat.
Right. Can you say glory hole? We can say glory hole, right?
Yeah, you can put it. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, all right, you guys have thought about that before, right? Like, you know, the little... No.
That lady in her hole?
Yes. No. Why are you guys like hanging me out to dry and acting like you've never ever thought about that when you've watched that commercial? Like, man, I bet that's
suffocate her?
Are you going by the old notion if she smokes, she pokes? So obviously if she's got a trach hole, she must do something else freaky.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying though, like I'm the only one out of the three that can admit that it has crossed my mind that little trach hole would, you know, might be...
Feel good?
Yeah.
Hit you like a glove, maybe?
I mean, you wouldn't be able to go too far.
Yeah, you couldn't
go
too far.
Yeah, because you'll be hitting the spine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you paralyze her. Can you imagine that? Like, what happened? I'm paralyzed. Something got stuck in my trach hole.
You got to get out of there if you do that. If you're paralyzing chicks from their trach hole.
All right, let's get, man, Jesus Christ.
It's a new category, trach.
Yeah, just trach. Man, I gotta check out that BBC trach.
Oh, that's not gonna be. That's not.
All right, let's get back into this.
And
story.
I said
we
the
got
S
wait.
Word.
We got.
Yeah, no.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, though. See, I'm dancing around stuff.
Yeah,
BBC trach hole.
He's talking about trach love. And how he wants to, apparently he's had this thought for years about it.
Yeah.
I would love some trach love. Like it would just be
Tuttle's just hanging around. Listen, Tuttle's gonna be hanging around at the lung cancer ward in the hospitals. Hey, how you doing? My name's Tuttle.
It won't be long until you find out that there's somebody with a trach hole at the hobo fish camp that Tuttle's been eyeballing. That this is slowly how they introduces it, so it doesn't look that weird.
Slided cigarettes under the door.
This is my new woman.
Listen to listen to my podcast today. My live stream. It might interest you. We were talking about tobacco sales and stuff.
And trach holes.
And then she would know without, you know, me having to like face to face say, I want to make love to your trach hole. Right.
So would you then get her a shirt that says, ask me about my trach hole with a little arrow pointing up?
Exactly. All right. Let's get back into the story.
Cigarettes and vape items. The law also bans people under 21 from smoking or vaping within 1,000 feet of a school. Meanwhile, a national study by the CDC and USDA.
I've never understood that. You know, like they have they have those signs that says like, you know, do not have any drugs or alcohol within a certain amount of feet of a school.
Who's measuring it?
Like, I just like, all right. So you're telling me if a drug dealer was 1,001 feet or like smoking a cigarette at 1,001 feet that they're not going to like.
No, they'll still bust you up anywhere in a school zone. They'll go after you. For sure.
You gotta wear one of those like dog collars that shocks after a certain distance.
No,
it zaps you. It's like, no, I can't sell one of these Lucy cigarettes to a kid.
And you know what's funny? Like, there's that law, but the high school that I went to here, and actually the one that I went to in Florida too, there was a gas station like within that parameter that everybody would go and hang out and smoke by and stuff anyway. So it didn't really matter. It was, they don't care.
I'm going to get into a little bit of the story because I do want to bring something up, though. All right, so let's get back into it.
It shows millions of teens in the United States say they use e-cigarettes and found ways to vape during the pandemic, even during remote learning. The study found more than 2 million.
Kids were like during recess going in and just wanking it. Like all their free time and smoking well too. Like, you know, vaping. Yeah. Come on, man.
I never remember the school smelling like tobacco. I remember certain bathrooms smelling like weed. I still couldn't believe that people would smoke weed in school. I was like, how lazy is that? You couldn't just sneak out and go somewhere else. You got to blaze up in the upstairs bathroom. That's insane.
You could smoke beforehand, after. Their school, you know.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities. Lunch, but you gotta smoke.
But they want, you know, they want to be the cool kids. You know, like, oh yeah, I smoke at school. Hey, not before school.
Let me ask you, as a senior, did they let you guys go off of campus in high school to be able to go out and eat, or if you wanted to go?
I never went on campus. I never became a senior. They held me back, so I just said, screw this.
But I mean, our senior year, like that was a big thing. They would let you. We had it was the weirdest mixture. It was a gas station near the school, mm-hmm. and it was a church's chicken / Ooh. Taco Bell. Ooh. So they served Taco Bell and church's chicken there, and that's where like all the seniors would go up to the gas station during lunch.
That's a dangerous combination. Taco Bell is something that you can't eat, especially if you got a lot of lifting or stuff to do. That's not a good lunch.
Charlie, what is your favorite like fast food chicken restaurant?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Fast food chicken. The one that Flavor Flav owned before it went hits up.
All right. Is it okay for me to even ask The Rock this question? Favorite? I'm just saying, is it okay for me? Like, you don't have to answer.
Should I be
that
the judge?
Question.
How about you guys answer? I'll just be the judge. Like,
It's don't ask, don't tell when it comes to asking.
Dude, no, I'm basic. I'm a Chick-fil-A guy, 100%.
Oh, dude, you are. Jesus,
am I just?
Christ.
Am I what? I was gonna say something else, but
no, I mean say it as long as you don't curse.
No, definitely Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's just you get quality, you get, you know, great service, you know.
Oh yeah, just, without a doubt, you're getting the best service at Chick-fil-A.
I like Popeyes too, though.
See, I was gonna say Popeyes. Did you try the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Oh, when they were competing, yeah, it was okay. It wasn't as good as Chick-fil-A's. No.
Charlie, what do you, did you try the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I totally agree. Chick-fil-A sandwich is way better. Popeye's chicken is good, though.
Can I ask why, though? Like, is it because it's blessed by God and Jesus himself? Like, why the chicken is so good at Chick-fil-A? Like, what is their, like, recipe? And why is everybody, like, not even mentioned, like, KFC anymore and the Colonel?
Well, I don't, you know what? I don't know. Maybe because they stopped doing those Colonel ads. Remember when Norm MacDonald was the Colonel? That was the best.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
And didn't they give it to that horrible hack comedian, Rob Riggle, was one time the Colonel?
I think so. I also think Jim Gaffigan was one, wasn't he?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, they were making a whole joke out of it.
Yeah, they had a bunch of people play the Colonel for a while. Roseanne the Colonel?
Yeah, and then George Costanza from the Seinfeld show was the Colonel for a little bit as well.
Yeah, is there anybody more, well, except for Michael Richards. I mean, he's never going to be in entertainment again. But is there anybody else besides George that really never did any stuff? Like Jason Alexander really never found his niche. He never got a big movie or TV show. I mean, Julia Louis-Dreyfus
was the most popular.
He had like three shows that two adventures of old Christine, V, all this other stuff. And he had what? Dunstan Checks In. He had a movie with a monkey. If you're doing that, you know your career's in the
But some of those actors are just like, they're just series actors. You know what I mean? Like they can't get out of that, you know, TV series phase and move on to like maybe the big screen or anything like that.
Well,
I feel like
Michael Richards ruined his career when he had that bad night at the comedy club. You know what I'm talking about, Sir Rock. When
did
he
you
was
see him
like,
on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah.
No.
When they're filming him. He was on the seventh season when Larry tries to bring back Seinfeld.
Groat's disease.
Fun. Yeah.
Why?
Danny Duperstein and Groat's disease. He's dead. Danny Duperstein.
Remember he said everything tasted like peaches.
But what was up with him that night where he was just yelling just the N-word, like, I mean, over and over and over again at the audience?
And you also have to think, this is a guy who has money. He doesn't have to go out and do stand-up anymore. He had Seinfeld money, and they were in, what, year, who knows, of syndication. Yeah. So he was making bank. Plus, the DVDs were coming out. They made a bunch. He had to give all of his money for the one DVD. Well, he didn't have to. He did. All of his money that he would have received for, like, the sixth season or something. Oh, Ray B with $5.
Ray B with $5.
Ray.
He gave all of his money away to different charities and stuff because of that. Again, why, if you're going to go back to do stand-up, you know people are going to heckle you.
I think
if
it was just one of those
nights.
It,
don't do it.
I don't know. All right, let's get through this story.
It's e-cigarettes, with a quarter of them vaping every day. Nearly half of high school kids and about 1 in 5 middle school students are vaping 20 or more days a month.
Middle school?
The CDC and FDA are calling this a serious public health threat.
They are severely addicted. And as we see nicotine levels in vaping products go unchecked, that is of great concern, too. It puts them at risk for a lifetime of addiction, not only for the physical impacts of that, but also as we're in a mental health crisis. That young people are very concerned about.
The national survey finds teens are mostly smoking sweet and candy-like flavors. And earlier this month,
Is that true?
It is. The guys that I work with do, because one, it'll smell like cinnamon rolls and all kinds of stuff. I was going to also bring up the point, aren't they wasting a lot of that? Because all they're doing is just taking these, I don't even think they're breathing in most of that giant hit that they're taking. And then there's just a giant cloud of smoke.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, is there anything more douchier than the guys that try to show off by being vape like artists, like where they'll like do the trick with the smoke and the rings and stuff? I just want to like punch them right in the face.
There's a guy that I work with literally does that. He's the photographer for the place that I work at, and he does it all the time, and he's such a complete douche, and it's so embarrassing. And actually, you know what's funny, now that I'm thinking about it, there's a dude that works at where I work that would be a perfect stunt double for you, Tuttle. far away, he looks like you, but close up, he doesn't. So if you needed you in a wide shot somewhere, or like needed you maybe thrown off a building, we could totally use this guy.
Does he wear glasses?
Yes, he does. Mm. And he kind of styles his hair like you, too.
We got to get a picture of this guy. I got
to
see him.
But I was like, this is going to be creepy if I'm over there like, hey, how's it going? What was that? Nothing. Look over there. Hey, Tuttle, too.
Do women actually like, man, look at that guy. Look at that Toodle. Smoke ring. He just blew a ring inside a ring inside a ring from his vape pen. I got to have sex with him.
No.
How could they not be embarrassed by that? That's extremely cringy. Like, why? I don't get it. You're just blowing out. You're wasting a bunch of stuff. So then you got to go and reload it up, and they're getting their little droppers of crap and putting it in. Mm-hmm. And their giant ass devices.
And then you're just spreading COVID all in the air and shit. I mean,
Jesus. I'm demonetized.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. It's funny. One end of work smells like cinnamon rolls, and the other end of work smells like Marlboro Reds. You can tell where everybody hangs out to smoke at. All the old school smokers smoke on one side of the building, and everybody else smokes on the other.
Do you think they like beef with each other, like the old school smokers and like the new vape smokers?
No, but they definitely do. It's like the
like the kids today smoking vape. Back in my day,
it's like West Side Story. They dance and fight each other. There's a switchblade.
No. It's like the Warriors movie with the guy with the fingers and the bottles. Come out and play.
That guy killed by the Hans on the beach.
All right, so that story is almost over with. So can we move on to the Instagram story?
Okay.
On Capitol Hill, Facebook and its Instagram app under blistering bipartisan condemnation.
Facebook knows that its services are actively harming.
That lady is guilty right there. Yeah. Somebody that sends you on. She's on Facebook and she's the one that sends you invites to games and stuff like that, or little inspirational posts. Oh, today may not be your day, but tomorrow.
Says I love you to people. Like, yeah. And then
that post will be like, man, I'm just feeling so bad about everything. People are so bipolar on Facebook.
I'm not trying to get too political, but don't we have bigger and better things to be worrying about in Congress?
And Facebook and
Instagram. Like, I mean, the government almost shut down last night. They're talking, we're about to hit the debt ceiling. We're about to default on all of our debt.
That's not important. Facebook won't let you upload more than 2 profile pictures during a 1 week period. That's way more important than any debt ceiling. Okay.
Yeah. Let's get into this because it is a ridiculous. Some of the points that they bring up.
Instagram has contributed to their own body image issues.
And all right, so let's stop it there. One of the biggest problems we have in America is obesity. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't Instagram giving people eating disorders, like, you know, starving themselves to death, actually be a good thing? I'm just asking.
It's better than the other way where you got Lena Dunham on every other thing. Oh, right. I'm fine with my body. There's no way you can be fine with your body. You got to wear a muumuu like when Homer got fat.
I don't know. I find her
plane tickets for one person.
You find her erotic, don't you?
Mildly erotic.
Oh, yeah. BBW.
Tuttle, she just got married. And she doesn't have a trach hole. She's not your type.
I mean, it would make her even hotter if she did, though. Like, could you imagine?
You like her now compared to when she was at least thinner and somewhat resembled a human and not the Grimace?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, big girls need love too.
Well, she just, I mean, talk about letting yourself go. She just doesn't care.
All right. So have either one of you ever, what's the biggest chick you've ever like hooked up with?
I don't know. I didn't weigh them. I couldn't
even estimate. Give me an estimate of the biggest chick.
Above my weight, below whale. There's a good spectrum.
I said like 160 something.
Ciroc. Wait, 160? I love how the guy that works out all the time is like, oh yeah, I wouldn't mess with no fat chick.
No. Yeah, she's like about 160, 170. But it was height thing. She was tall too.
All right, here's even a better. Oh, so like an Amazon type woman, you know, like right. You know, kind of big and strong.
Right.
Now, let me ask you guys. You know, let's go to the different end of the spectrum. Could you be with a girl that was hot but was in better shape than you, like, yes. like more cut, more ripped than you?
Wait! Not more ripped.
But
I'm gonna tell you what.
Okay.
Because listen, hold on 1 second. I'm a little quiet. But okay. No, if you had like a really like, I mean, you know, there's fitness chicks who are in look amazing and in great shape, but like,
level.
Go ahead.
I'm not talking like, you know, weightlifting, like, bodybuilder competition. I'm just talking lean, like little body fat at all. Aren't women supposed to have a little bit of like curves and cushion? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially like, you never want to like be behind someone and then like, you
it looks like a man's
like,
ass.
No, like their back is just really like cut. You know, you know what I mean? Like it's a level of leanness, and you're just like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah. Well, oh man,
I don't know. If you guys
love to
know,
China but... could be hard, especially now in their current state.
Yeah, you know, if you see like her lats and stuff, like what the.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Almost you stopped yourself there. I thought that was gonna be another one.
That was close.
Rare jar.
You know, I actually, my thing I go for is chicks with tiny hands.
Oh, I thought you were going to say chicks with something else. Especially
no, tiny hands, because it makes other things look bigger, if you know what I'm talking about.
You told me about your so you're looking for a chick, rotund, tiny hands, and like a tray hole. Where are you going to find a winner like that at, Tuttle?
I don't know. I mean, hey, if I do, it'll be serendipity.
It'll probably be there in Florida too, because that's your best bet. I know a woman like that's roaming around.
Like a little nail salon or something, you know. Asian ladies have tiny, tiny hands.
All right, let's move on.
They do.
Do nail.
Among teens who had suicidal thoughts, 13% of British users and 6% of American users traced those thoughts to Instagram use.
All right.
Well, Facebook insists far more.
So why do you think it's 13%? Miss YQS, hello. Yeah, she has a little body fat. And Miss YQS, I think she's hot as hell, but she lives in a different part of the United States. And I have the biggest like crush on her. Like I check out all of her like pics and videos and stuff. She's out. What
are you? Maybe it's a good thing that the government's cracking down on Instagram and stuff like that.
I know.
Total stalking.
Well, no, I'm not stalking, but like she does a lot of these like workout videos and rock climbing. You know, but I'm not saying like she's over like she looks good. Like she's the perfect mix of femininity and muscle and strength. If that makes any sense.
No, I understand what you mean. That's fair.
But they're, you know, like, but I don't know, like the older I get, it's become more about the personality than it has looked. I mean, I'll be lying and say that it looks weren't important because we're all animals, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Do you think animals distinguish that too? They're like, nah, I won't mate with that one because it's the hoofs off or something. It's got one hoof bigger than
they're
the
more
other.
Like probably in like the smell and, you know. Body language. Yeah.
Do you guys believe in pheromones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely think that's true. Again, it goes back to the animal stuff, and we are animals basically.
Could you imagine, because my dad would always bring this up, could you imagine if humans could smell a woman when she was like in heat, you know, like a dog, like dogs? You know, you'll have all types of male dogs come from all over the place, fight each other. When a female dog is in heat, could you imagine like if a bunch of dudes were in a bar and then a chick walks in and she's on her cycle and everybody knew, and then it just became a straight up broken bottle knife fight. You know, like you know what I'm talking about.
And you're encouraging this now. You want to see?
I mean, that's kind of how it is now. I mean,
yes.
Really,
and they don't even know if she's gonna even if she wants to either one of the guys and people fight each other.
Now it's just more of what they wear than actually like what you would smell.
You stepped on my sneakers, man.
But why back to it? Why do you guys think the suicide rate from Instagram is higher in the United Kingdom than the United States?
Bored British kids? I don't know. Maybe they're
the
just
weather.
Yeah, that could play a part.
Why don't they come in if they're so depressed? I'll go there. We could do a program where they transfer program. I'll go there. They can come here.
Hey, let me ask you, if the three of us could ever get a radio gig, a radio show in the United Kingdom, would you guys be down to like
on the BBC?
Could you imagine like three Americans just coming in and just like completely trolling the Brits, you know?
It'd probably
on
be
the
like
radio.
A reverse what? Alan Partridge.
Well, it would be like that TV show Ted Lasso that's out right now. You know, an American. An American coming in watching and being a soccer coach. Could you imagine like three Americans coming to like the United Kingdom and being like, and every morning we start out the show, we'd be like, yeah, bitch, bunch of farmers beat you in the Revolutionary War.
I don't think that's a good way to lead off this stuff.
No. Like, wow, you guys still have kings and queens here? Wow, what a fairy tale land you guys living in.
Yeah. We got one sleepy leader, and you guys got old royalty.
Old royalty.
Do you want to know what my theory is? That yes. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry moved to America just so their baby was born on American soil so that it one day could run for the president. And then the United Kingdom would control both their that's how they get back at us for beating them in the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, but aren't they like banned? Not banned, but like didn't they like split ties with Meghan and the other guy, her husband?
Yeah, wouldn't you want to make it seem like you're not connected anymore?
Hurry up, because Meghan Markle or whatever has only got a shelf life of so long before she starts aging out.
Yeah, I'm talking about the baby.
Oh, the baby's gonna take over.
Yeah, the baby could run for president.
Boss baby? What?
I don't. And you're supporting this? Wait a minute.
No, I'm just saying. Why would
I
they
knew
come
you
to
were
the
a British sympathizer? Come on, Tuttle.
No, I'm an Anglophile. Use the correct term, Anglophile.
You're something file.
All right, let's get back into this.
Yeah, Trake.
More teens benefit from the social connections.
More of them found their engagement on Instagram helpful than harmful.
But 20-year-old,
I find them harmful than helpful. They're, yeah. Who wants to see the pompousness of, oh, I got engaged. That's great. Who cares? I wish you the best, but really, who cares?
Grace Park believes the constant Instagram posts contributed to her own anxiety and eating disorder in high school.
Everyone else is way skinnier and way prettier and have nicer clothes. And that also sort of hurt my own self-confidence about my own body, which led to me practically starving myself for like a year.
See, this poor girl, just call me. Look it. I will tell you about how terrible my body is and you will feel way better about yourself.
Yeah, or just go outside and see how everybody really looks.
All right, let's talk about this. So nobody's forcing you to be on Instagram, right? I'm not on it.
I'm not on any of that stuff. I'm just on Twitter. And even there, I don't really post anything just because I like to limit. I don't really care about social media the way that other people do. I'm not into what other people you're doing. I'll seek out if I'm interested. You know what I mean? I don't need to see it constantly. Be like,
what about
scrolling through stuff constantly?
What about self-responsibility though? You know, like if it's bothering you that badly, then why are you on there?
What about, yeah, exactly. Limiting yourself. If you know that something is going to anger you, why would you put any energy into that?
It's tough for kids though. You know, it's tough for high school, middle school kids. It's just the pressure of it.
And where are the parents? Why are the parents not like on, you know, goddamn. You know, like the older and older I get, I'm like, I'm starting to sound like that old man. Like, where are the parents at? Who's watching these kids?
Whose kids are these?
I'm agreeing with you. Tuttle needs an Asian baby. You need to become a parent. I think.
Oh, I love an Asian baby.
You could get a lot of things covered with an Asian baby, and I think it would be a good fit with you.
Asian baby trach or no trach?
No trach. No, you don't want to assume anything. You want to, I mean, if she, God forbid, she or he gets a trach, then these things happen. But you don't want it right off the bat. You want to have.
Yeah, but then you can smoke like your whole life if you get it like at birth.
Do you want a chain smoking Asian baby? I don't think so.
Do you? Well, I mean,
Mahjong.
Did you ever see the smoking baby down in the Philippines?
Yeah. What about the rib one too? That one was great. The one that has all that muscle and stuff.
Yeah. So, Rock, I don't know if you ever heard this, but there was a baby in the Philippines that everybody was covering, and this kid was like 4 or 5, and he was he was lighting up cigarettes. You know. The stereotypical, he would light the next cigarette off of the cigarette that he was already smoking.
He's a stressed 4-year-old.
Dude, a well-seasoned smoker's type move.
Oh, and he held it correctly. Like, I mean, he looked like a very comfortable smoker.
He didn't hold it like a French.
Are you sure he wasn't just like a little person?
No,
he's definitely a baby.
Yeah, you could tell.
And then they had to they took him there because the kid would have nicotine fits because the parents would just give him cigarettes just to shut him up. But yeah, he would.
Don't introduce him to vape pens. And
he was a great smoker, man.
He was. He was chain smoking, blowing little rings and stuff.
Is he still alive now?
Oh.
You said he was a great smoker, man. R.I.P.
I don't know. Nobody really has said anything about it. Now he's probably a teenage smoker, and that's just normal.
Some drug kingpin now in the Philippines.
Charlie just curse? I think he did.
What?
I said drug kingpin
in the Philippines.
I think he did.
Did I say F?
Rewind.
No, the S word.
Said so many times now. You can't blame me for
Come on, catch up. Get one more for me.
No, I will not. I promise I wouldn't curse. Tuttle breaks me down after the show, and he's air checking me. You know, you said a few bad words there, and he
really comes in with money here.
not even the money thing. He's just like, I kind of, you know, you've worked in radio, and I expect better of you. And he gives me the "I'm not mad, I'm disappointed" father speech.
Yeah, all right, there's no dump button.
All right, can we do this for every curse word that somebody says from this point on? We have to keep a running count.
Okay.
And then at the end of the year, whoever cursed the least gets the money in the pot.
Well, that's going to be you. It seems like the deck is stacked in your favor here.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that I'm a professional broadcaster and I can go BBC a show without Trey Cole.
But that was a BBC Trey Cole.
I know how to dance around it, though. Like, I still have not said anything wrong. I've not been too descriptive.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you keep slugging that stuff down like it's water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Isn't that water?
It is water.
Oh.
I got very cottonmouth today.
Uh-oh. Is it from the cicadas? Did they cause this?
No.
Certain thing did. Oh, trickle, you wouldn't get cottonmouth.
No. They don't get anything in the mouth.
They feel like they're on shaky ground and that they can't possibly keep up with their peers or anyone else. And it just makes their insecurities snowball at a time when they're very vulnerable.
Facebook has paused a plan to roll out Instagram to even younger kids, 8 to 12, as Congress considers legislation.
It's like the tobacco companies, right? The tobacco companies are trying to catch them young. You know, get them as young as you can.
So is Facebook the new drug?
Well, just being honest, I would not be on any social media if it wasn't for what I'm doing.
It's very true.
Very barren wasteland of crap.
Or at least not as many. You know, I like you said, I would just have like a Twitter or something simple, maybe just a Facebook or something.
I don't even know how. I know that we've gone off the beaten path with a lot of these stories, so I don't even know how long we've done. But I want to play that audio of the black woman talking about who created gayness. do you have that clip?
Yep, right here.
Obviously, the gay.
We're all an accepted person. I don't care what anybody else does in their life. It doesn't bother me whatsoever. But I have to tell the truth. Being gay is not right. People are not meant to be gay. because we are put on this earth to reproduce. So that would mean having a man and a woman the correct way. People are not.
You know, she's serious when she's clapping the hands.
Was she clapping?
Yeah, yeah. You can hear her like smacking her hands together, like, you know.
People are not supposed to be gay.
And she's got these big long ass nails on, like she just, and she's just smacking the hands.
Mr. Burns, just.
Where did you get this audio from? A Tuttle Daily live stream watcher?
No, I got this audio. I found it on TikTok.
Of course. What is the context of this though? Is she just being
just wait. She's about to get into it. To the meat.
To be gay, and let me tell you, let me break it down even more and explain what I mean by that. The white man created gay.
All right, so stop it there. Stop it there.
That's true, you know.
Wait. All right, so
we invented it, but we sure take credit for it.
But I mean, I do believe in the scientific proof that we all came from Africa. So wouldn't that mean that Africans in general and invented gayness?
Doesn't this just prove that white people will take anything? Anything that's not nailed down, they'll try to take as their own. I know it's a person, it's not a white person saying this, but it just goes to show you they will take.
No, I'm just saying though, do you believe that white people created gayness?
Or a term for it? No, I don't think you could create gayness. I thought you were just born with it.
What do you think the first like time in the history, like where two men had sex, like was like, you know, like the first two men to have sex with each other? What do you think that like experience, that whole like, hey, what's going on, man?
I don't know if I could speak to that, but I'm guaranteeing that one of them was wearing a shirt that you're wearing.
Okay. All right. Touche. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, how do you even bring that up? Like, if gayness has never even been created at the time.
Maybe they're doing like an experiment or something, like a scientific experiment, you know, just to see what would happen.
All right. Let's hear what the rest she has to say.
Black men that are gay, but this is due to ancestral trauma. You know what I mean? Like,
not true.
Due to trauma, huh?
Trauma, yeah. I'm traumatized. So suddenly I like dudes.
That is pretty out there theory that she has about this.
Props to the reporter to find the craziest person to interview about this.
Yeah. That, I can't. Okay.
This gay thing, you know, breaking the book, which is where they took the strongest black man and, you know, raped them in front of his family.
What? Exactly. She said breaking the butt.
Imagine that's like an English paper. I can just see all the red marks. Like, this is doesn't even make any sense.
So wait, Chirac, what is she trying to say that? Like, I know. I'm just, can you rewind that a little bit? Because I want to hear what. Yeah, no. I just want to hear like that last like 5 or 6 seconds.
The white man started this gay thing, you know, breaking the book, which is where they took the strongest black man and, you know, raped them in front of his family.
All right. So
I don't know if that's the technical term.
That might not be true.
No, I think she's embellishing a bit.
I don't know. Like, I've known that, like, back in the day, you know, owners of plantations or whatever would like have sexual relations with some of their slaves, right? So I mean, they would.
Mostly the women, though. I don't think.
Yeah, but like, I don't think that they're gonna take
find your
strongest worker and be like, you know, we're gonna break that butt.
Well, she said, break the butt or break the book.
I think she said break the butt. Did she say break the butt or break the book?
I don't know.
I kind of like break the butt. Imagine telling a girl that, hey girl, I'm going to break your butt later. Like, whoa.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, the white man started this gay thing, you know, breaking the book, which is where they took the strongest black man and, you know, break them in front of his family.
It sounded like break the butt, but it also sounds like break the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's hear what else this crazy bitch has to say.
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Okay. Oh,
yeah. It was a short clip.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Did you like that? Did you like that video on TikTok, Tuttle? Is that
why
you
I mean,
you give it a I don't remember what they are when you like.
No, I gave it a heart because like when you heart it, it saves it like on videos and stuff. There is one video that we'll get to tomorrow. It's about Bill Nye, the science guy, explaining, you know,
didn't
you
he
know,
get into trouble a while back about something?
No, I don't think he has.
I don't think he can get in trouble. I feel like he's too smart. Like you would accuse him of something and he would just, you know, pull some science jargon. You're like, oh, okay, I understand now. Like some people are too smart to accuse of stuff.
Is he a white guy that could basically get away with anything?
Yes.
Okay. I think he can. I met him down here at NASA one time at the Kennedy Space Center.
What was he doing? Getting ready to go up on a rocket?
No, it was just, it was one of the first manned launches that they did with
SpaceX.
You're
like, SpaceX. No, he was just overseeing the project in his spare time.
Now, do you guys remember the chick that was on Bill Nye, the Science Guy? For some reason, like I was oddly attracted to her at a young age as well, too. Didn't they have a guy dressed in a rat costume on that show?
I think so.
I remember.
I never really watched it like on TV. It would just be like videos in school. You know
I all I remember is him being in like a laboratory and there was a lot of dry ice and things smoking.
Yeah.
Mm. All right, guys. Well, all right. So what did you think of the today? 3 days in a row. I think the show is getting smoother. Charlie, do you have anything you want to plug? You can follow Charlie Alamo on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie.
No, I'm good. I just, you know, tell more people about the YouTube and the live stream, and I think it's only going to get better.
And Tarak, tell people about the weekly review.
Oh, man, it's great. We actually just did an interview yesterday with a buddy of mine. He's a 2-time author, only 20. Real cool, great story. Besides that, weekly review, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, you know, Apple Podcasts. Type it in, check it out, and enjoy. But I love doing this as well. I mean, I think we got some good stuff going here.
All right, guys. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you on Monday.